very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk at the Women's Roundtable. I'm Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. This Thursday, June the 10th, 2021, due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
And I'm Zithandekile Mhlanga. Today in our program, we'll be looking at issues concerning women, starting with COVID-19, which is impacting on every body in the country and in the world. With the Minister of Health saying as of 9 June 2021, 39,432 cases have been recorded to date since the outbreak of the virus last year, with 36,917 recoveries and 1,622 deaths.
And also, when we look at the number of COVID-19 vaccines that have actually been administered in the country, currently the Minister of Health say that they have given the COVID-19 vaccine to 689,920 people who have been vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus. And they're also saying that for them to reach herd immunity, they need to vaccinate over 10 million people in the country. And there's also been currently news that some of the vaccines are not in good supply at the moment, but we heard the Minister of Information coming out and saying that they are sourcing some vaccines that are expected to be coming in next week.
Yes, and we saw that the ministry says it received 25,000. Yes, some may say the number is less of vaccines from China yesterday. We saw that the Minister of Health is also acknowledging that cases of COVID-19 are rising again in the country, with 111 reported yesterday and also 5 deaths. And besides the COVID-19, we'll also be looking at the projects which some women are doing in the country and abroad, which assist them in their day-to-day lives, as we see that many lives have been impacted by COVID-19.
Not forgetting, Standakile, that we'll also be looking at the demolitions currently happening in the country. And we also, right now, actually, I have the wife of Mr. Mainga Hama, who was recently let out of prison, and she is at a place where her network is not very good. So I'm quickly going to take her so we can hear her story and then come back to our main program. Makabiya mai Mainga Hama. Ehe, mo tauri sambija. Na taura enyu, kwa muri ko kwa kadi kwa muri. Hello? Hello, mai Mainga Hama, mkuti nswere. Hello?
Hello?
Ehe, ti taurewo, stare enyu uye jene kwa muri parishin.
Naipa, jojina Mainga Hama, from Glenview, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Ehe. Mai Mainga Hama, tinoona kuti murume wenyu akabva kubva musungwa mazuva apfuura aya. Mukatitaura kuti makanzwa sei pamakanzwa kuti akange aregererwa kwemakore anokwana iwo 8.
Ndichitanga kunzwa news idzi ndakaita kunge confusion chaiyo. Kutadza kuziva kuti ndiri kunyatsonzwa chaizvo chaizvo kana kuti ndakanganisa kunzwa. Shock to me.
Zvamira zvakadaro, vana vakatambira sei nawi?
Musi wekutanga tichivaudza havana kundibhilivha bhikozi ndaigara kuti baba vachabuda very soon, saka usuni wacho wenge usasavange unge vasisaunzwisise kuti suni yamhama mhama vanenge vachingotinyepera kuti dhedhi vachauya dhedhi vachauya. Saka pavakangoti hoo ndikati until vazoona ndasvika navo pamba and they were surprised.
Saka zvamaisangana nazvo panguva iyo vakange vari muusungwa, zvamungati matambudziko, amungati vamwewo madzimai vane varume vavo vari muusungwa vangadzidze kubva kwamuri?
Matambudziko andinga edze kutsanangura anosanganikana navo kana munhu uine murume ari muusungwa. Society inonetsa kukugamuchira kazhinji kacho. Social life yako inochinja. Shamwari chaidzo dzaunotamba nadzo dzinenge dzatochinja. Une nzvimbo dzaunenge wakutarisirwa kuti idzi handifanenge ndiripo nekuda kwokuti iwe unenge wa single parent and vanhu vakakuona vamwe vanenge vachida kukunzwira tsitsi, vamwe ndivo vanenge vachiti asi murume uyu akazviitirei. Saka mukadzi uyu anotobvuma kuti ane murume mhondi. Saka iwewo before kuti nzvimbo dzakawanda wanda unenge usasade kuenda, dzimwe dzinotarisirwa kuti unge uripo semunhu wemudzimai. Saka uyu end up wa so selective even pashamwari.
Saka mungati ini chakanyanya kukusimbisa ichi panguva iyi?
Ini chakanyanya kukusimbisa kunyanya. One, church. Two, my friend. Ndakaziva vanhu kutamba navo. Handishamwaridzana nevezera rangu vazhinji vacho. But ndakanga chakandirera kunge ndichishamwaridzana nevanhu vechikuru vabve zera, like vatinoti ana gugu vaya. Ivo vaindibatsira, vaindisimbisa.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu. Uyezve ndoziva kuti nhare yenyu iri kumboenda ichidzoka, saka motipa mazwi enyu ekupedzisira zvenyu. Kana muchikwanisa kutaura nechirungu, mombotidee nechirungu tisati tobva takuregedzai henyu tozotaura nemi munguva inotevera.
It's okay. My encouraging words to other fellow women, they need to be strong. They should focus on Jesus. They need to take care of their children. They should stay away from your things.
So now that now that your husband is back, what is the first meal that you cooked him when he got back? What did he want to eat?
Sadza. Mm-hmm. Vegetable.
Sadza and vegetable.
Yeah.
Okay. Were those his favorite foods before, or this is a new kind of favorite now? Okay. Now we'll catch up with you much later on, because I know your phone is not very clear at the moment, but thank you so much for your time.
You are much welcome.
Bye-bye. We were hearing this from Amai Mainge Hama, whose husband just got released from prison. So we caught up with her, but unfortunately her line, because of WhatsApp, you know, it had challenges, but we'll try and catch up with her again next time. But I know that you have Mai Barbara Tanyanyiwa, who also was saying, you know, she's running against time. So I think you can give her a chance to come into the program and also share with us some of the things, you know, that are happening to women within her party, I think.
Yes, Mav. Can you hear us, Ms. Tanyanyiwa?
Yes, I can.
Yes, you missed. We had the wife of Mr. Last Mainga Ham on the show here. She was talking about her husband and how she felt when he was in prison and what she did when he came back. We see that they were released recently. Some have been united with Mr. Mainga Ham has been reunited with his family, but it wasn't the same for Mr. Matsoko. What can you say about the incarceration of those two and the impact it has had on their families?
Okay, thank you so much, Standeile. Well, firstly, I would want to air my disappointment to this government for incarcerating Last and Tunga for the crimes they did not commit 10 years down the line. It's very unfortunate, Standeile, and it's very painful to rot in jail knowing that you did not commit that crime. And what the government is doing to the opposition, it's not fair. They are abusing the constitution, they are abusing their powers. We've seen they are not the only ones. They are doing it to almost everyone who is opposing them, to almost every dissent, voice of dissent. We saw it to Hopewell, and we did it. Hopewell was discharged. He did not commit that crime. And back to Tunga and Last. Yes, it's good for Last that they are still together with the wife. We say congratulations to this wife. She's brave. You know, it's very difficult. It's like we're just waiting for something that you don't know. Is it coming? Or is it coming alive? We know people died in jails. So I would like to say kudos to Last's wife. Many women can do this. And as for Tunga, it's very unfortunate, you know. I know it pained me to say it. Worse, he did not even know that the wife was not there, and the relatives were saying we could not tell him whilst he was in jail because they feared that it was going to disturb him. And the relatives didn't know that he was going to be released soon, I think. So it pains. Imagine if it happened to you or to your brothers, and they needed to say, you get out of jail, you are happy, I'm going home, I'm going to meet my wife, I'm going to meet my children, and you find the house is just deserted.
Yes, yeah. Yes, siyawezwa amazwi akho nje ungasichasela ngesiNdebele ukuthi ungathini ngokwehlele imuli yalabo kade bebotshiwe khonokho nje kuke wakuchasisa.
Ngiyabonga sithandekile. Kokuqala, ngifuna ukukutshengisa ukudana okukhulu kulokho okwenzakala kulast loTunga. Lanxa ephumile, mina I'm not celebrating ngoba babengamelanga babotshwe ngoba baphuma batholakala ukuthi kabalacala. Ulast ungcono ngoba wathi efika endlini wathola umkakhe khona imlindele. Kodwa into ayenzakala kuThunga ibuhlungu sithandekile ukuthi yena enjalo ephuma ejele wayecabangela ukuthi uzathola imuli yakhe ikhona endlini. Kodwa wathola kungenjalo, umkakhe wathola kuyikuthi usele 8 months ehambile, and izihlobo zakhe zazingamtshelanga ngoba babesithi nabo babesesaba ukuthi bamtshele ukuthi kungamphambanisa njengoba wayesejele. Ngakho kubuhlungu sithandekile, mina ngizwa ubuhlungu njengami kwangizisa ubuhlungu. Yikho okwenzakalayo kuhulumende wethu lo. Kafuni bantu abampikisayo uLast loTunga kabazange bebulala ipolisa, and from the beginning babekhuluma ukuthi asimbulalanga. Kodwa ngenxa yokuthi ngabantu abamvela ku-opposition, uhulumende kafuni umuntu ompikisayo. I-constitution yethu eZimbabwe kayilandelwa. Uhulumende okhona uya-abuse i-constitution, uya-abuse ama-powers ayo. Nxa ukuthi babakusayo bazenzela umathanda, ungakhuluma kubi uyabotshwa. Njengoba sekubonile okwenzakala eChinoni, u-ofisa lona kuthiwa usebotshiwe ukuthi ukuthethisa umnangagwa asikwazi ukuthi umthethise esithini. Yikho khonoko ikani. Kodwa kwamanye amazwe i-freedom of speech and the freedom of association iyavunyelwa. Sibonile eFrance upresident watshaya impama phakathi komphakathi, ukutshengisa ukuthi abantu bakhululekile lanxa kurongo. Kodwa kwakusitshengisa ukuthi umuntu lwana waye-free ku-expressa. Yikho ayewuzwa ngesikhathi esonesana ukuthi ngifuna ukutshaya impama umuntu lo lanxa kurongo. Angithi but eZimbabwe konke khonokho akukho sithandekile. Uhulumende wethu kafuni umuntu ampikisayo. Ngakho kubuhlungu nje kakhulu indaba kaLast ekaTunga, ibuhlungu kakhulu.
Yes, but we have heard the government saying police will be executing their duties. It's up to the courts to decide what's going on, and they have no direct, you know, impact on what happens at the courts. Do you believe that?
No, I don't believe that, because in Zimbabwe, there are no separation of powers. This is what we have been seeing all along. There are no separate powers. The judiciary, the legislature, and the executive, they're supposed to be three different arms of the government. But we are not seeing that. The judiciary is captured. The legislature is captured. The executive is abusing its powers. So the police, they will be acting. They are told what to do by the government, even if they know that what they are doing is wrong, but because they'll be acting on orders. Those people, you know, they act on orders. If they are told to jump, they don't ask how high, they just jump. So they'll be acting on orders. The judiciary will only say it's captured. So the judiciary will also be acting on orders from the executive. The executive determines everything in Zimbabwe, and it's very unfortunate.
Yes, previously we heard ZANU-PF spokesman Simon Kayamoyo saying that his party, ZANU-PF, which is the ruling party, has nothing to do with the harassment of opposition party members, because they had complained that they are always being, you know, arrested and jailed, you know, arbitrarily. But ZANU-PF and the police, the government has dismissed those claims. We see that we have seen these days that the women's branches are campaigning for the elections. We saw that throughout the country. How are they going through with their programs? Are they being harassed, or they are now able to gather and do whatever they want without arrests on charges that they are breaching the COVID-19?
Thank you so much, Sandile. First of all, I would want to pose a question to say, do you believe what Simon Kaya says? Who doesn't know the government operates? The government is of its people. And now they are saying they got nothing to do with Tunga and Lasti. Yet they know it very well. It was a way of silencing them. And I'm happy that the two guys, when they came out, they said they are going ahead with the struggle, and they admitted that it's part of the struggle. Every struggle has got its own casualties. These are the casualties of the struggle. They are determining to go. The women, they have activities that are going around in the country. Very soon, they are going to launch their 1 million women for Chamisa, where they are campaigning for new voters, women voters that are going to vote for MTC Alliance. And they had an activity at Ndomboshawa on the 5th, whereby they commemorating the World Environment Day, and there were some women who were arrested, despite the fact that they had a clearance from the police. They were arrested, but later released. What does this show us? It shows us that we are still in bondage. They are hiding on COVID-19, but we know exactly what is happening. We don't want the opposition to keep.
Yes, and you said you won't be staying with us much longer. How many more minutes do you have? And what's your last word? Do you want to chiela yona? Ngokuthi abesifazana be-MDC bayenzani ukukhankasela ukhetho njalo bazaphuma yini ngokuningi ukuzovota abesifazana?
Ye, bengisatsho ukuthi khona Sandekile, omama be-MDC Alliance balenhlelo eziningi kakhulu ezokukhankasela ukuthi abantu bayirejista ukuthi bavote. Very soon bazalontsha i-program ye-1 million. Campaign, lapha bazabe campaignela ukuthi bedonse omama abatsha abangaze berejiste labangazake bevote ukuthi bevote bavotele i-MDC Alliance. Ngakho bengisakhuluma ukuthi khona afika kubuleke eZimbabwe mhlaka-5 omama babotshwa kodwa baphinda bareleaswa besenza i-World Environment Day eNdomboshawa. Bezama ukuthi bathanyele indawo yeNdomboshawa ibe clean, kodwa akuzange kwenzakala. I-government icatsha nge-COVID, kodwa sibona abantu bezanu nxa kuyikuthi bayakuthanda, kodwa i-COVID yakhona into esimangalisayo ukuthi i-affecta abantu be-opposite kuphela. ZANU-PF akula COVID ngoba bayakuthanda ini isikhathi lanxa bebanuli nganani bayabuthana, but asayisizwe kuthiwa kona abaharasiwe kumbe babotshiwe. Ngiyabonga Sithandekile, isikhathi sami sesedlulemangoye.
Yes, it was really
Maybe before she goes, if she can just say something in Shona. I know she speaks Shona. Just 30 seconds about what she just said in the web.
Yeah, ungahambi ke uyezwa Mrs. Tanyanya ukuthi ungakhuluma nje konke sokukhulumile ngamafitshane ngesishona. Yeah, ungafokhasa kubo mama laba abasese
abafuna. Vakune zvakaitika kuna ana Tunga na Last. Tine murombo une zvakaitika hurumende ine chekuita nezvino zvakaitika izvo, kuti vanongosungwa pasi vasina mhosva. Asi zvinorwadza zvikuru ngezvatunga uyo akasvika kuti mai wake aenda asingazvizivi, ende hama dzake dzakatadza kuti timuudze nekuti taitya kubva ari mujere, zvinogona kukanganisa. Saka zvinhu zvinorwadza zvikuru. 1 million nekuti vavotere MDC Alliance matsva vasatavota nematatu vanyorosa.
asi tirikuti pakuita izvozvo takaona pavhumendi vachina shungoni vaenda kunotsvaga vaenda kundau environmental day kudongoshawa nekuti pane vakadzi vakatisunga asi vakazoiizwa zvoo but tirikuti pavhumendi riri kuwanda nekuti kushungurudza vamwe nemgc asi covid yachona irikungotadzika kana vari mgc yakaungana kana vari zano hakuna kutangotora vane zvitofi saka zvimwe zvinotirwadza sikuri kutimaimai ndatei
Aiwa, yes. Tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna mai Barbara Tanyanyiwa veMDC Alliance asi tichaedza kuti tinzwewo yatingati divi reZANU-PF panyaya iyoyi nemamwewo mapato anopikisa sa.
Yes, that was Barbara Tanyanyiwa, spokesperson for the MDC Alliance Women's Assembly National. Usesi chileke inute, kasoza azuzi isikhathi sokuthi aqhubeke elathi ngoba kumele kukhona okunye okuphuthumayo. Yebo-ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma kathesi sicubungula-ke okuningi okuphathelane le-COVID-19. Lapho-ke unkosazana singafiki-ke ku-COVID-19, unkosazana Tanyanyiwa-ke simbonile ekhuluma kulandela ukukhuluma kukankosikazi kamnumzana Last Mayinga Hama owe-MDC wababebotshiwe bahlala entolongweni okweminyaka elithumi. Kodwa batholakala bengalacala abasanda ukukhululwa. Sezwa-ke ukuthi umnumzana Mayinga Hama wafica-ke unkosikazi wakhe labantwana bekhona bamamukela, kodwa umnumzana Thungamirayi Matsokerelena wathi hhayi wafica endlini sokutshaya ibhungane nje eseyimukile unkosikazi wakhe. Njalo babesesaba ukumtshela esejele ukuthi hhayi unkosikazi usehambile, besesaba ukuthi uzamkhathaza kakhulu khona vele ejele kuvele kuhlukuluza. Ngakho bamfihlela-ke ukuthi kulesehlakalo esinjalo, besekhuluma-ke le ntathelo izindaba ezitshela ukuthi wamdabula umoya, kodwa kamgcona unkosikazi wakhe ngokuhamba ngoba kulukhuni wayengintombazana nje usakhulayo, kulukhuni ukuhlala engalamyeni wakhe. Yikho-ke lapha bede sisizwa bekhuluma ngakho njalo lokuthi konke lokho kubotshwa kuphatha njani abesifazane. Nanxa-ke unkosikazi Tanyanyiwa ekhulumile ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF lohulumende weZANU-PF bahlukuluza abamabandla aphikisayo, siyake sizwe ibandla leZANU-PF, siyake sizwe isikhulumeli umnumzana Simon Khamo esithi hhayi bona bahlukuluzi abantu ngoba abantu bona amapholisa yiwo abe qhuba umsebenzi. Kodwa yena uthi hhayi nxa kungabe MDC kuyathiwa bephula iziqondiso COVID-19 kodwa beZANU-PF abezephuli. Kodwa esake sikhulume labo lapha beZANU-PF, sake sakhuluma lomnumzana Joseph Chume esithi labo bake bechithachithwe kumbe balelwe imvumo yokuthi behlangane-ke becubungula ukuphathelane lokwebandla kumbe lani, ngoba kuthiwa akumele beqhelelane bengasondelelani ukuze kumemetheke igcikwane le-COVID-19. Yebo-ke sikhuluma ngalo-ke leli gcikwane kuthiwa selimemetheka khona elizweni, njalo izolo kodwa nje lokhu kube labantu abedlula ikhulu 111 labulala abangu-5. Uhulumende uthi asekhuphuka amanani abantu abahlaselwa yileli gcikwane. Sibona njalo ukuthi asebemukele umjovo we-COVID-19 sebesedlula phela amakhulu azinkulungwane eziyisithupha i-689,920. Kukanti-ke wona vele bonke asebathola igcikwane-ke elizweni lonke selokhu laqhamukayo leli gcikwane ngomnyaka odluleyo sebefika phose inkulungwane ezingamachumi amane i-39,432. Kodwa isikho ukuthi yibo bonke laba balawo abangu-36,917 sebasila, okutsho ukuthi nje badlula inkulungwane ezimbili kancinyane abalalolu hlupho. Over to you, Mavis.
Apo tangati kunzwa mumwe wedu Standakile anga ari kutaura iye zviri kuitika panyaya 19 vanga vachitaurawo zvakare pamusoro pezvavari kuti ivo zviri kuitika mune dzimwe nzvimbo patiri kuona kuti mamiriro akaita denda iri recovid-19 ari kuramba achikwira pari zvino, uyezve tinoona kuti guta rekwekwe pari zvino takaona gurukota rezvekufambiswa kwemashoko vachizivisa ivo kuti pari zvino nzvimbo yekwekwe ichaenderera mberi iri mulockdown sezvo vari kutyira kuti pangangove paine variant here in over to India. So Star was just giving us an update on the current COVID-19 situation in the country, not forgetting that we saw the Minister of Health coming up and informing the public that they will continue the lockdown in Kwekwe, because as they said, the variant that is actually coming, that was detected in Kwekwe. I'll read what the Minister of Information and Publicity said. We saw the Mai Mchangwa say the cabinet has approved that the lockdown in Kwekwe be extended by a further 2 weeks. This comes in the wake of a surge in positive cases in the city. The Indian variant has been detected in some of the new cases. So this information came courtesy of the Ministry of Health. This must have been their Twitter page. So apatikona isu zvanga zviri kutaurwa nezvegurukota rekufambiswa kwemashoko. Amai Monica Mchangwa vachitaura ivo vachitsimbira kuti ivo nemamwe makurukota emukabinet vakange vati ivo vapa chisungo chekuti kuvharwa kweguta rekwekwe kuenderere mberi sezvo vanga vari kuti ivo nyaya yedenda recovid-19 munzvimbo iyi. Uyezve vachitaura kuti denda iri iro rinobva kuIndia yavanoti Indian variant rakange raonekwa munzvimbo iyoyi pane avo vanga vari kubata denda iri recovid-19 imomo munzvimbo yekwekwe. Saka vakaona zvakakodzera kuti vaendere mberi vachiwanikwa vachiita kuti guta iri rekwekwe rirambe rakavharwa. Saka ndo zvimwe zvanga zviri kuitika iro svondo rino. Uyezve tinoona kuti imwe nyaya huru iri kunetsa vazhinji inyaya yekuputswa kwedzimba. Takaona isu guta reHarare uyezve nerechitungwiza vachiti ivo vari kuwanikwa vachiputsa dzimba idzi sezvo zvimwe zvivakwa zvisina kuvakwa panokodzera. Saka tichamboridza vhidhiyo tichiona isu zvanga zviri kuitika kune dzimwe takaona isu dzimba zvichiwanikwa zvichiputswa munzvimbo dzakadai sekutumiriro nguva yakura kuzvikuHarare. Tiri kuona zvakanga zviri kuitika uyezve zvichiri kuenderera mberi, asi tinonzwa kuti nyaya iyi yakwidzwa kumatare edzimhosva. Tambotaura naamai Alice Diana vanobva ivo kuvheya vekuchitungiza Residence Trust Association vachiti ivo nyaya iyi yanga itori iyo kumatare muzuva ranhasi kuti kumiswa kwezvivakwa izvi kumbomira. Asi regai tinzwe hurukuro yakaitwa neStudio 7 navatafadzwa muguti vachitaura ivo kuti zvakamira sei. Ava ndivo mukuru anoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa muHarare nemunzvimbo dzakatenderedza Harare. Vakaita ivo hurukuro nemutori wedu wenhau.
Munyika muno vari kurarama nemibati yamaoko avo, kutengesa madomasi, kutengesa mirivo. Vari kurarama nekutengesa zvavanoveza, masofa, macheya nezvimwe zvakasiyana siyana. Vanotengesa nhumbi nyange dziri sharu, asi ndo zvinogonekwa navanhu ende vanhu vari kuzvitenga kuti vanhu vaone kurarama. KuHarare nekuchitungiza kune murume anonzi Muguti ari kutuma mapurisa nevamwe vanhu vehurumende kunotsvaga misika yavanhu. Vanodotora madomasi avanhu avari kutengesa nemirivo yavo zvichiita kuti vanhu vabve vashaya rarama. Izvi zvinonyadzisa.
Kusei muchidaro vazidzai? Nekuti hurumende kairi kuti haingaregedze vanhu vachiita madiro ajojina vachivaka musika pose pose vamwe pedyo pedyo nemigwagwa.
Munyatsoziva kuti zvinji zvese zviri kurarama imomo mufomo weikonomi. Saka pachinhambo chokuti tiswere tichirwisa vanhu vanoshayiwa varombo, tinofanira kuita maprogiramu okurwisa rombo.
Ende api ari?
Maprogiramu okugadzirisa panotenderwa navanhu, maprogiramu okugadzirisa kuita sanitation infrastructure panotenderwa vanhu. Uyewo vanhu varipo kunotengesa kwete nokundozva sarudzo yavo. Vanhu vanoda mabasa akabva akuna. Vanhu vanoda kunoshandawo kumaindastri maindastri ose akabvapa.
aiwa kutanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vaseso zvedzai asi regaitin zvekuti
vanhu vazhinji munyika muno vari kurarama
zvii zviri kuitika
taiavanhu vari kuzvitenda kuti vanhu vaone kurarama kuHarare nekuti Tumbuka kune murume anonzi Muguti ari kutuma mapurisa.
Audio iyi ndeyavazvizvai asi tichaunza zvakare vamuguti avatinzwiwo kuti ivo vari kuti chii nenyaya iyi iri kutaurwa nekuti vazhinji vari kuti ivo havasi kufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu nyanya panyaya iyoyi yekuti vanhu vari kuputsirwa dzimba nekuti vamwe vari kutoti ivo vanenge vaine mapepa avo ekuti vakatenga nzvimbo idzodzi dzekuvakira. Tonzwa zvakare pane mumwe musangano wakaitwa iwo nezuro kunzvimbo yenoton uko takaonawo kune vatingati gurukota rezvedzimba vachitaurawo pamusangano iwoyu pamusoro pezvivakwa zvavari kuti zvichavakwa kunoton uyezve vachiti ivo vanhu havazowanikwa vachiputsirwa dzimba dzavo. Regai tinzwe kuti vakati chii.
Vanouya vaive vachita vachiparidza here shoko rinazvi ndiri hatisi kudairo ndiri mataura meza kuti 2023 Zimbabwe ine 14 million vanhu pa 14 million vanhu zvikuda 10 million zvakakaomanga fasiyon yekutaira mazorara nezamukano tongobata 5 million donge tarara nezamukano asi tikaita zvatingadzidziswa negwara remusangano ratita kuti turu yepano tironge zvatiri kuronga ii ndinoona tibudire pane ari kubvunza kutouya anenge anopenda ari kutaura zvemusangano iye ari kuhurumende. Hurumende mwana wazvarwa nemusangano aiaita mumaeeemaaaitaura ikarakata vanhu payakarakata vanhu yakabvati vamutanga vachiumbai hurumende kana maumba hurumende muchigadzirisa maprogiramu ese nemaprogiramu ari munyikaya tiri vana vemusangano munopiwa mitemo nemusangano tine chirongwa chatiri kumhanya nacho tiri kuminisi ematoiri ekumaro.
We're hearing there from the Ministry of Housing, Daniel Garwe. He was speaking at a project that they launched yesterday in Vua, and he was saying that for that project, he's saying that he is doing it on behalf of ZANU-PF, and it looks like one of the campaigning has already started for the election. So he was explaining to those that came to that meeting in Vua yesterday that as for him, although he's a government minister, he is still a ZANU-PF member. So we had brought this up in the wake of what we're seeing, the demolitions that have been occurring in Harare and Chitungwiza, and how people have been out there, you know, saying the government should step in and do something. So we saw the Minister of Housing actually coming in and saying they're launching a housing program in Rua. They launched it yesterday, and he assured the residents there that that housing project will not be demolished, so if we'll watch and see what happens. Let's start.
Yeah, well, okay, marvelous. Whilst we are still waiting for our other guests to say she will join us shortly, Debra Mkasa, watch out for her. Sizwake lapho ukuthi kulolunye udaba njalo soluthinte kubi imondi imdeni yabantu eChitungwiza le Harare, lapho abantu abadilizelwa khona impahla zabo, izindlu zabo belahlekelwe izimpahla. Abanye bathi hayi lokhu phela sokufanana nomrambathwina, kungani abantu bephathwa njalo, abantu abayekelwe lezakhiwo zabo. Sibonile njalo ukuthi abanye udaba lolu solwakhwezwa emthethwandaba ngoba abantu besithi awulunganga ukuthi kwakhiwe, kodwa yena ikhansil yalelo dolobho ithi abantu abalandelanga imithetho lapho kusakhiwa. Phela kule mithetho leyi eyamakhansil okuthiwa ngama-bylaws okumele abantu bayalandela, sikokuthi umuntu engakha ingqeko ngaphi lapha afuna ukwakha khona. Yilo-ke olunye udaba lolu oluhluphayo osoluthwalise abantu amagabha avuzayo. Yebo-ke okwakhathesi-ke silindele ukuthi unkosazana-ke Debra Mkasa asixhase lapha kuhlelo lwethu kodwa lokho esingamboni lapha ngcono simchayeleke ucingo sizwe ukuthi yena kuhamba njani kumbe yenelisa yini kusixhasa kumbe ikenelisi uzasitsholele uzasitshela ke yena ukuthi uhamba njani.
Hello.
Hello, yebo ke lapha ke sesilo nkosikazi Debra Mkasa uyenelisa yini ukungena kuhle?
Ngiyabuzwa.
Oh, kodwa uyasizwa?
Yena ngiyabuzwa.
Oh, thina kodwa sikubone, kodwa awuboni lutho. I-camera yakho i-on.
I-camera yami on bengizibona
manje. Oh, uyazibona.
Ngibona.
Hawu, kanti manje kungani singenelisi. Hayi, sithemba uzangena ke kathesi. Ungabona usungenile ke ngizalahla ucingo lwakho.
Sir, I can see her, but her camera is not on, so carry on and speak to her on the phone.
Okay, but I think so her audio can work too on the online, right? Yebo ke ungakhuluma ke nkosikazi Debra Mkasa, anti uyasizwa? No, I think I've lost her. Let me try and get back to her. I wonder what the problem could be, or she could try and log in again.
Yes, we were trying there to get Barbara Mukasa, who's actually the head of a vendors association in Bulawayo. But as you know, technology works like that. I know she's trying to log in, but we can't see her. She hopefully will be able to communicate with her. But I can see that she's logged in, but we can't see her. But anyway, we're carrying on and just looking at some of the issues that are facing women during this COVID-19. We had there most women, especially in Chitungwiza. We had earlier on a conversation with Alice Diana Kuvea of the Chitungwiza Residents Association, saying that most women were really affected by this what we see, the demolitions, because most of them were actually vendors who were vending in areas that were demolished. And as she said, that they've actually taken the Chitungwiza Council to the courts. So we will be trying to also hear back from her on what the outcome was of the court ruling. But this is an issue that is troubling a lot of organizations during this time of COVID. But let me bring Star up again and see if she's been able to get... My Debra, have you been able to get her?
Yebo ke ungasichazisela ukuthi khona ngapho ke edolobheni labo Bulawayo lapho ukuthi lingathi amapolisa angabe elo ebambe abantu ngesandla esilukhuni yini kumbe bekufanele.
Okay, ngiyabonga. Umphathi wohlelo ngiyazwa.
Yeah, uyazwakala, ungaqhubeka, uzwakala ucacile.
Indaba leyo yamakhombi ngibona engathi amapholisa asebambe abanikazi bamakhombi even ama-drivers even namatawu ngesandla esibukhulu. Phambilini siye sakhuluma thina njengeBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association ekhangele i-informal sector yonke, whether ngedriver kumbe ne-cross border kumbe neyaphiyeni yathunga ukuthi kakube la ma-policies akhangelwayo asebenzayo eZimbabwe. Ukhanya ngathi ama-policies akhona la emthetho ekhona eyafakwayo kudala ngohulumende, ngama-policies vele angekho friendly free, ngama-policies lana akudala abantu ababesazivikele kuseselabobhata, kuseselabo-GND, kuseselabo-railways. Ama-policies lawo kakhangeli kakhulu ukuthi sesitshintshile impilo esesiphila kiyo isintshintshile, abantu ngabanamsebenzi, abantu badinga ukudla verenze food on the table. Ukuthi kufuze uhulumende etshintshe ama-policies ebe yiwona lana akhangelayo both angles ukuthi yona i-government iyathola yini inzuzo at the end of the day onjengo-tax, kubezokusithi labo abantu ngapha bayathola yini i-food on the table. So le ndlela eliphathwe ngayo ngamapholisa mina hhayi ayingithalisanga kakhulu ukuthi bonke it takes two to dance. So lapha vele amapholisa adese ngendlela engayisiyo, plus nalabo abona labo bamakhombi labo badese ngendlela engayisiyo, but kuyukuthi balendlala i-government iyaphuza ukurieta ezintweni ezinjengazona lezi ukuthi kanyele ukuthi abantu bona ngoba baphila njani. Nganazelela uzupho yes of course ukhona, but amabhasis akhona malutshana.
Mhm.
Isandise yakhona ishina vele ingaphathi kuhle abantu, That's why I'm so soon and now I'm a combis. And I'm a combis now, very excellent. As a rag, I have a little.
Yes, siyabona njalo ukuthi amapolice wona ayagcona kakhulu abachayeli bamakhombi laba laba bathi batshintsha imali ngokungekho emthethweni. Yibo kade bebaqophile njalo abanye bebesithi bakhala ngokuthi kuvele kulezigebengu ezihlophileyo ezibamba abantu inkunzi khonapha edolobheni lakoBulawayo. Ngingathi ngabe amapholisa gijimisa kakhulu labo yini ngoba lalaba bathi bayiphula umthetho phela abangasebenza ngokungekho emthethweni.
Government yethu iyakhuluma kakhulu but inga act singakhangela osiphathelene for example bake bajijisa ngalesemesikhathi but kathesi policy futhi yezimali leyo ebuyileyo ukuthi ke abantu abasavunyelwe ukuthi bethenge nge-US dollar kumbene ngerandi ezidulu i-rate yakhona siphansi lokho i-rate lena egazetted whereas ngapha osiphathelene sebesiba baningi. We find out that you get out okay. We trade it as the level of 20 locals. EUS don't. But you know what? So, in government, he have Lala any sector, he promote any sector. Overcatters is promoting those patterns. And those patterns are not going to tell the truth.
Kodwa bona abathengisayo kathesa amalunga yena asebenza kuhle awaphonga ubotsha amahlayana nje bayaziphandela.
Abathengisayo kwalezi nsuku kungathi kunganeno ngoba siloko sikhulumisa la ngesithi kanzini. Angithi ukuthi kuyi-100% baloko begijinisha kodwa abagijinisha yibona laba kanjani abangakabili amalungelo abangenamalayisensi abangenazo izindawo zokuthengisela. So siloko sikhulumisana nohulumende wethu. So
Maybe, sir, if you can just ask her to say, tell us the same thing in Shona, because I'm not sure if she can hear me.
Thank you so much. Apotanga tukunzwa kubva kuna mai Debra Mkasa. Vachitaura ivo pamusoro pemamiriro akaita nyaya yevanoita kutyaira makombi kubulawayo sta.
Ekubhotabhoteni kwenu lapha edolobheni lakobulawayo. Kuyini enikubonileyo ke lamhlanje okusithi like labhotabhota lecouncil? Kuyini okunye lixoxe ngayo?
Okay, mina bengekho on the ground. But you know, they are trying from one place to working site. Then Mama Foot is the trial. I would tell her no one's on a pan, who has the impatience damage, who has the joint, who has the years to Nazi, can you really work? Nobody is always the squash she was in China. So you got the woman like to be have a local career. Nakona Roguti, who were my places ever identified. My vendors identify as listened out as one of the region, the empty, so that the council is like the language is the council by a telephone prison. Only the overcooked way we live on down. Is it council that you are one is a evangelist and I'm absolutely in the energy. We have a possible. and the energy are possible. We want to return to the Conapat, considering the ultimate. Governors, donors, citizens, owners are okay as a general team, also to whom I have been angry with my customers. So, I think many I wasn't on the ground, but in the community.
Yes, in Akulumang, Singis. Last time you said the some of the vendors are now using online and other, you know, channels instead of going to the streets because of COVID-19. How is the situation now?
So far, our members for PVTA, they are working the relationship with the online local dealers. They are saying it's fine and it's good, although they are having other challenges of maybe data and whatever. And we have got a consultant which we have seasonally, which deals with the watering or even selling the goods. Those who cook it and they are in it, they are saying it's working for now. But although they have got those minor challenges of maybe data, and maybe if you get someone as a business person, maybe you are selling maybe potatoes, for example, and someone maybe in Chivu, or maybe in Harare, or even in Cholosho, says she or he wants those potatoes. So to get the locals and the products to go there, that's a big challenge. But so far, they are having Amakut markets, which they are dealing, especially with this app of seasonal, which we introduced. And some they are using, of course, our WhatsApp groups, which they are maybe internal. What I mean with internal, I say maybe if you are in the same lot, like maybe I stay in lot 29, and someone in lot 29 is selling a product, we can realize it. See each other and sell to each other. So that's how
vendors
are doing their businesses.
Okay, and what about the currency, the money? How is it working? We know that there's a new instrument now that is criminalizing, you know, quoting the goods in US dollars. Is it workable now for the vendors to go and buy their products in bulk and sell them and obtain profit?
For now, it's not workable because the rate which is the government is using is not the rate which the vendors are using to sell. You find that most of the products now, they've gone up. We were selling, for example, cooking oil maybe $3.50. So now we are forced to get that small profit. We are forced to sell maybe $4.20 or $4.25. So the rate which is being used as a government gazette and the rate which we are, you know, negotiating with the customers down, it makes the vendors have some loss instead of profits.
Okay, over to you, Marvelous.
I wapo tukunzwa kubva kuna amai Debra Mkasa vachitaura iwo matambudziko ari kusangana nevanotengesa mumigwagwa panyaya yatinoona iye yerate. Vari kutaura iwo kuti mitengo yezvinhu yati kwirei nekuti vanhu vanenge vari kuda kuti vakwanise kunge vachizoona kuti vangashandise marate up, nekuti tinoona kuti hurumende yakati iyo vanhu vanofanira kunge vakushandisa mabank rates. Asi tiri panyaya yekuputsirwa kwezvivakwa, takwanisa kubata muzvare Linda Masarira vebato reLead vari kutaura ivo maonero avo ezvavari kuti zvatinoona zviri kuitika. Apo tinoona kuti pane dzimba dziri kuwanikwa dzichipwanywa muguta reHarare kune kuchitungisa regaitinzwe kuti vari kuti chii.
Panguva ino yatiri hatione chiri chimiro kana chimukitizo zvakanaka, nekuti chagara mukati wedhiacommodation kutoshaiko kwekugara chaipo. Zvakare aya ari kunziwa illegal fashion. Tikatarisa kuti mabasa chaiwo haasi kuwanika, ndopakutoraramira mumbi dzakawanda tingagone kunowanawo vari dzemasmoothies nezvakadaro. Ndinoona sekunge zvanga zvakakosha kumadzidziso kune avo vari kuti vakuisa maillegal tuckshop kana kuti havasi kuoparidza zviri pamutemo kuti zvii zvavanofanirwa kugadzirisa kuti vagone kunoramba vachienderera mberi nemabhizinesi avo iwayo. Dzimwe nedzenguva hurumende haifanira kuramba yakateedzera mitemo yakaiswa nguva yatanga takapambwa pfuma navarungu patanga tiri mucolonization. Mitemo inofanira kusandurwa kuti igone kunochengetedza zvabwa zvezimbabwe kuti vagone kunozvigadzirirawo pfuma yavo. Takaramba mitemo yakasiyiwa kana yatakatora kwadhokuta kuvarungu. Hazvisi kupa chimiro zvakanaka zvakare, uye hazvisi kunakidza kuti Zimbabwe iri mukuzvitonga kuzere sekurwiwa kwakaitwa hondo yerusununguko. Dai vakanga vakagara pasi vaiedza kugadzirisa mitemo iyi iri oppressive, depressive and suppressive.
Apo aiwa tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna Muzvare Linda Masarira vesangano reLead vanga vari kutaura ivo mazwi avo pamusoro pekuputswa kwezvivako kwatiri kuona zvichiitwa kunyanya matakishop kunzvimbo dzakadai sekuchitungwiza nemuHarare. Saka vanga vari kuti dai hurumende yakwanisa kunge ichiwanikwa ichidzokera kuti inonyatsotarisa kuti mitemo yacho iyi iri kutaurwa ndeipi uyezve ingagadziriswa sei, nekuti panguva ino yecovid-19 nezvimwewo zvakanyanyooma kunyanya zvakaomera madzimai panyaya yekuti vawanikwe ivo vachiputsirwa kwavanotengesera pangeve pari pamatakishop kana pane zvimwewo. Tanzwa zvakare Muzvare Diana kuzeya vekuchitungwiza Residence Trust vachitaura ivo kuti ichokwadi kunzvimbo iyoyi kwakatowanikwa kuchiputwa zvivakwa zvematakishopu vanotengesera nyanya madzimai nevamwewo, uyezve vanhu ava vari kutotarisana nenzara panguva inoyi, uyezve tichitarisa kuti kunguva yecovid-19 zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Saka tichange tiri kudzokazve tichizonzwa kuti ivo vekumatare vazoti chii, nekuti taona muzuva ranhasi masangano iwaya vakadai sekanzuru reHarare nechitungwiza vachiendeswa kumatare edzimhosva kuti vawanikwe vachimisa chiitiko ichi chekuramba vachiputsa zvivakwa nyanya matakishopu munzvimbo yemuHarare nemuchitungwiza. Aiwa, so this is what's been happening. We heard there Linda Masarira castigating the government, saying that the government should go back to the dressing board to see what laws it is that some of these tuckshop owners were getting their tuckshop raised to the ground, especially in Harare and Chitungwiza, and to see how to reform these. So that's what we were hearing there from Linda Masarira of LEAD. Your word there, Spy, and we've actually got a minute left, so let's just round up and come to the end of this program.
Yebo ke siyabonga mabela silapho ke besisizwa ke unkosikazi Linda Masarira la ekhuluma efaka wakhamazwi ke ngokubhidliswa kwezakhiwo zeHarare leChitungwiza ukuthi abantu basola bathi kathi yiphi imithetho ephulwayo lapho besizwa council yona bona kuthiwa kwephulwa ama-bylaws kule udaba lwangkhona nje alucacanga ngoba kuningi okukhulunywa ngakho. Kodwa ke hhayi siyathanda ukubonga abahlonitshwa bethu abasixhasileyo kulolu hlelo beselo nkosikazi Barbara Tanyanyiwa, isikhulumeli sebandla le-MDC Alliance kwabesifazana, njalo sibe lo nkosikazi Debra Mugasa, yena ke oyisiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association, besixhasala ke lapha kuhlelo besichasisela okuningi okuthiyineyo. Siyathemba ukuthi liza sijoyina njalo kuhlelo lethu ngeviki ezayo ngesikhathi esifanayo ngolwesine. Mina ke endivalelisayo yimi kusithembekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha ke eWashington DC.
Thank you so much to our guests, as what Star was just saying, to also add Linda Masarira, who came in last minute, who also weighed in on the situation of the demolitions in Harare and Chitungwiza. And we'd also like to thank those that are live streaming with us, although you must know that this is a pre-recorded program. So by the time you watch what you're watching, some of the figures we gave you regarding COVID-19, the cases may have changed. I'm Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.